Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, this is day 7 and I'm Freddie and I'm 9 and Merry Christmas.
I'm Tracy and I'm Freddie's mum, and today for our card design we decided to go a little different. So we had some pink card, so for all those people that would like to send cards to people that like the colour pink, something different from the Christmas colours that we've used in previous card designs. So we used the pink card as a background and we made use of some of the foam pre-cut decorated Christmas stickers that we found in our bag of tricks and went out and about shopping for craft things. These can be found in lots of different shops, so you can buy them online. So just to give a description, in the bottom left hand corner we have a reindeer sticker with a red and white scarf.
And then in the right hand corner got a dancing Christmassy tree.
A Christmas tree, yeah, with and hands and feet.
And then on the top left hand corner got a snowman waving.
That's right.
And then in the middle,
what's the snowman wearing? Red hat.
And a red scarf.
That's right, he's got a red and white scarf.
And then right bottom hand corner got some glitter glue.
That's right, and you drew a bell, didn't you? A shape of a bell, yeah, in the bottom corner.
And then
in the centre we've got...
got a Santa. That's a Santa, right. Claus.
So yeah, so the Santa, the reindeer, the snowman and the dancing Christmas tree are the 3D foam sticky stickers, so they have a sticky back, so you can just peel the back off and put them onto the card as you wish. And then we made use of the glitter glue, which comes in a pot, a squeezy tube, with a nozzle, so you can draw. So we drew the outline of a bell and then coloured that in with the glitter glue too. And as mentioned previously, you can get different coloured glitter glue. You can also make your own 3D glue by mixing sand and food colouring into some PVA glue and then push it through a nozzle, or use something to kind of drizzle it along the card if you wanted to do it as an outline, but it gives a nice tactile outline to anything you wish to do. So that's that. As with the other cards that we've done, there's a blank inside, so you're then able to add any text, writing, braille, or the recordable audio tab that we talked about previously, which again you can buy from online from places like eBay, Amazon. There's various sellers of those, either in single or multiple packs, and they often have about 20 or 30 seconds of recording time, so you can just stick those into the inside of your card and send a personalised message to the person that you're sending the card to. On the high street places like Maplin's do the recordable tags too, and but you can also buy greeting cards that already have them inserted into them, ready to go to design your own card, but they do tend to be more expensive for the privilege of having that already done. So that's it for day 7, and we'll be back again for day 8. Bye for now. So this is day...
Hello, 8. This is day 8, and I'm Freddie and I'm 9, and hope you have a good day.
Hello, I'm Tracy and I'm Freddie's mum. So for day 8, our card design, we used a piece of A5 white card. And on the front of the card, we have placed a smaller piece of gold metallic card that we had in our box of tricks. And so we've cut it slightly smaller than the A5 size, so that we've placed it in the centre of the card, so that around the outside there is a white border. We've stuck the card, the gold card, onto the white card background with some draft excluder tape, which you can buy from hardware shops. And the nice thing about that is it's double-sided sticky, so you can peel off one side and put your board around, and then peel off the other side of the sticky to stick the card to it. That gives it a nice 3D effect. It saves getting too messy with glue and causing any creases or streaking of the glue. So the draft excluder tape can be quite useful, giving that 3D effect. You could also, as an alternative, if you didn't have any or preferred not to, you could use double-sided sticky tape, or you could use glue, something like Pritt Stick or something, to stick it to the white background. So on the gold piece of card we have placed a candy stick, which has been made out of a pipe cleaner. We found some pipe cleaners in the Christmas section in Hobbycraft, I think, and they are three colours. There's white, green and red.
And got another one, is just red and white.
That's right, and they're twisted together, aren't they? So to give the effect of candy canes, which are sweets that people often put on their Christmas tree, or can be found around Christmas time.
And I like to eat them off the Christmas tree.
Yes, you do. So we took the pipe cleaner and cut it to the right length, and then we bent the end over like in a curved shape, so it looks like a walking stick or a shepherd's hook, and gives that look of a candy cane. And then next to the candy cane, we placed a pre-cut red stocking. We've used those previously on some of our other designs, but we placed that on the gold card also, using again the draft excluder tape to give it that 3D effect, so it's standing away from the card and also the candy stick. And then at the top of the red stocking we placed a white pipe cleaner, double back on itself two or three times, just the width of the stocking to give that effect of the white cuff at the top of the stocking. We left it there. We've also above the red stocking, in the top left hand corner of the gold card, we've placed a sticker, a pre-printed sticker that says Merry Christmas. So we place that in the corner, and that just gives a bit of text to the front of the card. But then also in the inside of the card, as done previously, you can either handwrite, type, braille or audio, personalise a message for the person that you're sending it to. So that's it for day 8, and we will be back with day 9 soon. Bye for now.
Hello, this is day 9, and I'm Freddy, and I'm 9, and it matches my... And it's a 3D Christmas tree!
So that's today's design, is a 3D Christmas tree. Freddie, what do you like most about this?
I like the ribbon and the Christmas tree itself.
So yes, today's design is slightly different to the ones we've done previously. So it's 3D, it's a freestanding Christmas tree. So that's got four arms to it, and I'll talk you through how we made that in a little while. But as Freddie said, there's a red bow at the top. So to make this, we have used gold and silver metallic card. Now you can use any of your choice of card, but really you need it as heavy as possible, the card as thick as possible. So we because the metallic card we had a white back and a gold or silver front, and they came in A4 sheets. We folded the A4 sheets of finished card, but we folded that in half to make it to A5 size. And then that meant that both sides of the card were either silver or gold. And we stuck those together and left them to dry with some heavy books on top of them, so that they were nice and well stuck down. And whilst we were doing that, we made a Christmas tree template. So you're going to need two of these cutting out. So you need two A5 size pieces of card to put your Christmas tree together. So to make the template, now if you're anything like myself, I'm not too good at drawing freehanded, we made the template by using a triangle. So we took the width measured the width of the A5 card, and we made a square out of, we just used some cardboard from an old cereal packet, and we made a square with the width, the size, the width of, or just short of, the width of the A5 card. And so we cut the square. You may need some sighted assistance to do that. But once you've got your square, then if you fold that in half diagonally, you will then get a equilateral triangle. So where all sides are equal. And we folded the piece of card in that square into half, so you've got a triangle, and we use that to draw out the template. So we place the triangle at the top of a piece, so we cut the cereal box cardboard to the size of the A5, and we place the triangle at the top and we drew around it, and then moving the triangle down again but not fully to the bottom of the bottom line of the triangle, so it slightly overlapped the triangle above that you've just drawn by about an inch, I would say, and we drew around the rest of the triangle, creating a flathead. Well, so there was a flat, there wasn't a point at the top of the triangle. And then again, for the third triangle, we moved the triangle template down again to about half an inch, a 3/4 inch down that triangle, and drew it again round the remainder of that triangle, which left just about enough room at the bottom, for about, 3/4 inch, 2 or 3 centimetres of card at the bottom, which we drew 2 straight lines down to the bottom to create a stand or stem for the tree. So it took me a couple of attempts, to be honest, to get it right. So again, you may need to experiment with that a little bit, but that, for me, I found that was possibly the easiest way to get the template, by using that triangle template to draw that out. And then if you're confident enough to be able to cut that out, then you need to cut away the excess bits to create the tree shape. You may need, if you're a child or need sighted assistance, to get some assistance with that. So then you've got your template, so then you can cut that, draw or use that. We didn't, because we were doing it onto gold card, we just used that to, and we fastened it on with paper clips and just cut around the edge of it on with the gold or silver card underneath it. So you've then left with two identical size Christmas trees, and on one of those you need to cut a line up the middle, so from the stem upwards, but not all the way up, to about 2 inches away from the top. And then on the other tree, we cut a line going down from the point of the tree down, again not right to the bottom, but just part way from the where around the bottom of the bottom triangle that you made, so that you can then slot them together, and that creates them to be able to stand. With the stem at the bottom of the tree, we then were able to fold that outwards to create its own freestanding stand, and that's the benefit of having thicker card and heavier card, so that it can take its own weight. We then decorated it with sparkly bits, all sorts of things that you could add to it. If you're sending it in an envelope, you'd obviously need to try and keep it flat, because the tree will fold flat to be sent in an envelope, but you can decorate it with gems, sparkly, glittery, Christmassy snowflakes and items that I've described previously, or that you can get in all sorts of different craft shops, or even somewhere like Claire's Accessories that, you know, do stick on earrings and all sorts of stick on stickers and things, just to kind of give it a few look like tree decorations. We placed one of the red bows at the top. The red bows, like you do, don't you? And they're
put it on.
They're fastened, so they have a gold ribbon wire around the centre of them. So we made a hole into the top of the Christmas tree and pushed the wire through. And that serves two purposes. One, it hides the join at the top, but also we've attached a gift tag made from a scrap piece of the gold card that we cut away from when cutting out the tree, so that you can use that as a gift tag to either write a message or possibly a bit small for some braille, but we've used it to put our audio recordable message label onto it, so that's just a nice size, so it looks like a gift tag on a parcel. And then on the other side, we've pushed another bow through the other side, just again to hide any joins. But, you know, obviously you can decorate it to your own style. And each side, again, can be decorated with different things. Like I say, it does fold flat then to be placed into an envelope. Okay, I hope that description makes sense. If not, feel free to get a message to me, but have some fun with it. I did and Freddie did, we got a bit sticky along the way, but it worked out in the end. So that's our
this is the 2.0 version.
That's the second version, after a few experiments. So
first one blew up.
And yeah, that's it for day 9. We'll be back with day 10 very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
This is day 10, and I'm Freddie, and I'm 9, as you all know by now.
Hello, and I'm Tracy, I'm Freddie's mum. So day 10's card is a letterbox.
Yes.
So it's the way we've done the card today is we took a piece of A4 gold card and folded that in half lengthways, So we get a nice long, tall card. And we...
And it's a letterbox.
It is a letterbox. So to make the letterbox, we took some of the red felt that we'd found and we've used previously. So that's an A4 sheet of red felt. And this is decorated, pre-decorated with silver snowflakes. Again, we took that and folded it in half lengthways, so to match the size of the gold card. And then...
We've got
a door in the centre of the card. And to make the door, what we did before we glued the red felt to the gold card is we folded that in half again lengthways. So nice and narrow. And we needed to insert a gap, but we needed to work to make the door open on three sides. So we cut two small incisions about halfway down. It doesn't have to be exact, but just cut about a centimetre into the felt on the fold, using the fold. So a slot at the top and a slot at the bottom, and then open up the felt again, so it's not folded. And then from the bottom slot to the top slot, we cut a line up on the right hand side of those incisions that you've made, and that then should open the door on three sides.
And at the bottom got a reindeer and a Santa Claus.
That's right, so we'll come on to that in a minute. So with the door, so now opening on three sides, we then put some glue onto the gold card and stuck the felt onto the card to match the edges up. We used the pre-cut edges of the felt along with the neat fold of the card that we'd made. And then if your cutting skills aren't too good, like mine, then we trimmed the edge of the felt and the card to match once it was glued and dried. And so on once the red felt is dried, we then placed a small piece of black plain felt about a centimetre or two down from the top of the red, the top of the card, to make the box where you would post the letter. So we then made that a small rectangle, again, slightly in width, shorter than the width of the card. So just plain black felt, and on that we've written the word Xmas with gold glitter glue. You could write something else or not write anything. It was just that was the only word we could get to fit on. With the nozzle of the glitter glue, we did that. And then
it was my idea.
It was a good idea. And round the edge of the door, we've placed a pipe cleaner.
Remember one of the things I was talking about, the candy canes. We've different coloured ones. We've used one here.
That's right. So it's a pipe cleaner with red, white and green
Italian colours.
It is Italian, but it's also Christmassy colours. Yeah. So they're twisted. So we've just cut the pipe cleaner to go around the three edges of the door entrance that we've made with the scissors. And that then just gives a person with low vision or no vision an indication that there's something there. And we stuck a white pom-pom on as a door handle, so that the postman can get to all the letters that we've posted to Santa. And as Freddie said, at the bottom of the letterbox, we've placed again another black panel of felt, plain black felt onto the bottom, about a centimetre and a half, about an inch tall. Again from the bottom, using the pre-cut edges of the felt and the card. And then we've stuck on one of the Santa and reindeer stickers. So that's two separate stickers, one Santa and one reindeer, from the stickers, the foam 3D stickers that we've mentioned previously, that can be bought from lots of the different craft shops that are around, or Christmas shops that are around at this time of year. So that again is what we've done with our card today. It's just to give you some example, some ideas.
And yesterday was my birthday.
And you can on the inside of the door, we've also, you could also place a label for your audio description or your pre-recorded message. Or as you folded the card, the gold card in half, it does stand upright, and you could, if you wanted to, write a message inside the card or insert some braille if that was required. So that's day 10. So we'll be back with day 11 very soon, won't we?
Bye!
Bye for now.
Bye! I love you! Hello, this is day 11. And I'm Freddy, I'm 9. Probably do all know by now.
And I'm Tracy, and I'm Freddy's mum. So with day 11, we bring you a snowflake card. So we have a silver metallic card. So that's an A4 sheet of card, silver, folded horizontally to make like an A5 card. So folded in half, and we've made a snowflake. So we've made it out of red felt. You can obviously do that with any colour and texture that you'd like. So we made a template initially out of some cardboard. So we made a circle, which with the diameter of the card that we're using. So the easiest way, if you're not too confident with drawing around a circle and cutting out, is we cut a square, and then we folded it into quarters, and then from one corner to the diagonal corner we cut a kind of rounded shape, and then that should give you a rough circle to use as a template. We did the same with the felt, so you can either use a cardboard template to draw onto the felt and cut around, or hold onto the felt and cut around, or you can do the same with the felt and make a square and cut a circle from that. So I was showing Freddie how to make a snowflake like I used to do at school. So some of you may be familiar with this, but if you fold the circle, either the cardboard circle or the felt circle or whatever texture you're using, into quarters, and then along the folded edges we cut some small triangles, so just two snips, not too big, and not ensuring that they don't join as well, otherwise you'll lose the join of the circle. So we did three along each edge, just small triangles, and then when you open up the circle you'll get some diamond shapes and some triangular cuttings around the outside to represent a snowflake. We then glued that snowflake onto the card. We did it slightly diagonal to ensure that we could get it all on, so you may need to play around with that, but we placed it at the top in the centre, and so it didn't overhang. Like I say, we did it slightly on an angle, and then underneath that left us a space at the bottom of the silver card. So to make use of that space, we stuck on a pre-cut snowman, which is made from foam. We put some glue on the back.
And it's playing tennis.
It's playing tennis with one of the baubles off the Christmas tree, which I'll describe in a minute.
And it's green.
That's yes.
That's why I said it's playing tennis.
It looks like a tennis ball. So so he's, I think he's a bit of a naughty snowman. But we've given him a black hat and made from an offcut of black felt. And we drew on some eyes with a black marker pen, and with some of the off cuts of the red felt that we'd made the snowflake from, we made two thin strips to make as a scarf. So we did one across his neck and one hanging down as the tail of the tail of the scarf, and then we drew on some buttons onto the snowman, just to give him a bit of character. So, as Freddie said, there is a tree, a Christmas tree.
Yes, I put it in.
At the left of the snowman. And again, that was a pre-cut foam one, which we'd picked up, I think, from Hobbycraft in a Christmas pack of foam shapes. And we've decorated that with some glittery small pom-poms. So we've put some red and white pom-poms onto the Christmas tree. And the green one escaped, so that's the one that the snowman's playing with, that Freddie talked about. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the card, Freddie?
I put in the snowman.
And you did the snowman. So that's it for day 11, and we will be back with day 12, the final day of this series, very soon.
Hello, this is day 12 and the final one. And I'm Freddie and I'm 9. You probably all know me by now.
And I'm Tracy, and I'm Freddie's mum. So, as Freddie says, this is day 12, the final day of our series of Countdown to Christmas with VI Talk for 2017. So, today's card is based on a Christmas wreath. So, we took a white background, we took an A5 size piece of card, and to make the wreath, we took some different coloured pipe cleaners. So we've used red, green,
and
some white.
And some of one of them mixed coloured ones from one we've used plenty of times before in this series.
That's right. So we took different colours and we twisted them. Initially, we made the outer ring with 6 pipe cleaners, I think it was, and we just twisted them in different directions to get kind of a wreath effect.
I put the bow on.
You did. So once we'd twisted those into a circle to get that to the right size for the piece of card we were using, we then made, as Freddie said, some of the ends of pipe cleaners can be quite sharp, so you need to be careful. But to disguise the end and the join of the circle, we took one of the red Christmas bows that we again have used previously.
We've used them on like the Christmas tree. We've used them on, I can't remember anymore.
Lots of the quite a few of the cards that we've done, yeah. We've used these bows, so they're readily available in different Christmas shops or craft shops, and they come with a gold piece of ribbon, a wired ribbon around the centre, so again you can twist those around the pipe cleaners to hide the join, and you can use that gold wired ribbon to push through the card to secure the wreath in place as well. We added some glue to the back of it, just for a bit of extra security. Then to fill out the circle a little bit, we made an inner circle of pipe cleaners, and this time we added in a white pipe cleaner to the twisting with other green pipe cleaners. So making quite a chunky rim of a circle, we place that inside, again a smaller circle, inside the outer circle that we've just described. So we place those in the centre of the card with the bow at the top, and we attempted to cut out some holly leaves from some felt, some green felt. It's a little bit tricky, but if
got
you
a little
again,
card.
Yeah, and but you could make a template from card, or ask for some sighted assistance if required, because you would need some quite sharp small scissors, as it's quite a delicate kind of cutting operation. So at the bottom of our card, we've just cut a strip of silver card to make like a border at the bottom, so that just finishes off the edge of the bottom of the card, and between that silver border at the bottom and the wreath in the centre of the card, we've written the words Merry Christmas. So again, that's personal choice, and you know, you could make your own design around the
Merry
wedding.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
So as Freddie says, that's the last of our series. We've enjoyed making these cards. Have you enjoyed the cards,
yes.
Freddie?
I like the number one was the post box.
The letter box, yeah.
And then the second place has to be the Christmas tree.
What, the 3D Christmas tree?
Yeah.
So they're two of your favourites, the letterbox that we did on day 11 and the 3D Christmas tree, which I think we did on day 9. 8 or 9, I can't remember, but if you go back in the series, you'll find that. So they're two of Freddie's favourites. So Freddie's enjoyed getting busy with making Christmas cards, and I'm sure it's something that we'll maybe develop further in 2018. So we'd just like to wish you all a Merry Christmas from myself and Freddie. Merry, what would you like to say to everybody?
Merry Christmas, everybody, and hope you have a good 2018.
Yes, yeah, so Happy New Year to everybody, and I hope you've enjoyed our little series here, making Christmas cards. So bye from me.
Bye.
And bye from Freddie.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.